November 11th, 1918, or Armistice Day. It was the end of fighting in World War I. What was that day like for some of those involved? For decades, in various closets, there's been a box of memorabilia from my mother's Aunt Pearl Weber Thompson. Included in that box was material from the time she was a nurse serving in France during World War I. Her first husband had died in a farming accident, and she was working at a Chicago hospital when she enlisted to serve as a nurse. Pearl was part of a unit of about 60 doctors, 90 nurses, and 250 enlisted men to leave for the war, stopping in England and then on to Base Hospital 12 in northwest France. Pearl treated wounded and sick soldiers before riding home to her family in Wapello, Iowa area on November 12, 1918.
Well, I am wondering when the glorious news of peace reached you. We heard here at camp soon after noon yesterday that the armistice had been signed, but some way we couldn't believe that it was more than a rumor. However, when all the whistles of the village started blowing at 6 p.m., we became confident of the great news. The whistles blew steadily for 15 minutes. All the patients who were able cheered, pounded, dishpans, or anything at hand to help the glorious noise along. We nurses confessed afterward that we wanted to cry. I never felt more moved or overjoyed. It would have been a lovely experience to have been in Paris last night. Today's paper described Paris as being very gay.
Pearl also wrote home about the anticipation of returning home.
Now, the general topic of conversation is the question of when we will be sent home. Opinions differ. We think it will be from 2 to 6 months. Some say the British government will discharge us soon than their hospitals because they are planning us more. Others say the British will be discharged sooner because of their length of service. The great blessing is that the men of the nations are not being slain. We can afford to wait a few months to get home if necessary. I sometimes wonder if your home folks can possibly look forward to my homecoming as anxiously as I am looking forward to it. Because your lives have gone on the same, but I have been in strange, trying situations and have seen so much suffering. That doesn't mean that I ever regret being here, as I have had many interesting experiences and have the clear conscience of having done my bit. I am disappointed that I, having seen more of the country, especially did I hope to visit England, Scotland, and Ireland, had planned that trip for my last summer's leave. In January, we planned to go to Nice in the border of Italy. The winter is not a good time in England, you know, as sightseeing there would be gloomy and very cold. We may possibly have our January leave and will the Nice.
Pearl also knew the nurses would be busy, even as the fighting was ending.
The hospital is nearly filled with medical cases, influenza, etc. We do not expect to be much lighter for some time soon, as the army will get sick, just the same as before the armistice was signed.
Pearl had also been seeing a man, Fred Hickson, who was a soldier in World War I.
I haven't heard from Fred for over 2 weeks, and I'm wondering about him. Haven't any idea of his company's location. He may in the line, you know. I sincerely hope he is okay, but have no way of knowing.
She would later marry Fred Hickson after returning to the U.S., and she concluded her letter that was written on November 12, 1918.
I am writing on duty. All 44 of our beds are occupied, but about 12 patients are up and about. Nearly all 44 are gassed or influenza. I shall miss the boys, as they always at our elbows to save steps.
Pearl was in Europe for nearly 2 years. When she did get to return to the U.S., it was a 9-day trip across the Atlantic. History archives describe the hospital as a 1,200 to 1,500-bed tent and hut hospital, treating some 60,000 patients, mostly British soldiers. Most of the 330 officers, nurses, and enlisted men returned to the United States in April of 1919. This is a small glimpse of Armistice Day from the view of a nurse caring for soldiers in World War I. A special thanks to Olivia Shepherd-John from the Culinary Showboat Theater 2016 cast for helping narrate the letter. Check our webpage, krosradio.com, for various images about some of the items that are in that box of memorabilia with a special Armistice Day report I'm Dave Vickers in the KROS Information Center.